for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m., October the 17th, 2015. Gene Moody is the speaker of this service, teaching on Overview of Deliverance.
I introduce now a man that I've known about for many, many years through my parents. They would always talk about he and his wife and the things that they would do together. This is how I know you. Besides, we just met this weekend, but it seems like I've known you a long time because they always would talk about you and your wife. Earlene, I think is her name. Yeah, I'm surprised they even remember that. But it is a pleasure to know somebody, another one that's on the front lines, fighting the good fight and taking it to the people. What a blessing. What a blessing to me. And I thank you. Anyway, I want to introduce Gene Moody now. Come and teach us the word.
Praise God. It's good to be with you. It's been very interesting, the comments, the things that people have said before I got up here. I've got three lessons, so I'll teach you one that God really impressed me here. And also, you impressed me as men. You don't impress me as cowards, right? Okay. And so, and what I'm going to teach you is strong, and I believe you can handle it. Okay? Now, what we're going to deal with first is persecution. And what God, one morning God gave me, he said that humanity is downright dumb. That sort of shocked me a little bit. Because you don't know the Bible, you don't believe the Bible, you don't follow the Bible. And that's what God is saying then. Now, let's look at every Christian. Every Christian should pray and do spiritual warfare every day. These are the main weapons against the kingdom of evil. When you pray, you're asking God in the name of Jesus Christ. When you do spiritual warfare, you command the force of evil by the authority given to you as a Christian with a very bloody life and death battle against the force of evil. And Jeremiah 51:20. You can write down the reference if you want to. Okay, thank you. Jeremiah 51:20. You're my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. You're supposed to break human nations and destroy spiritual kingdoms. There are about 100,000 Christians being martyred yearly in Arabic countries. There are about 50 million refugees fleeing terrorists. The Christians can leave, pay a high tax, become a Muslim, or face torture and death. Torture includes dismemberment, hanging, decapitation, burning, rape. The goal of terrorists is to eliminate Christianity from these countries and then the whole world. Basically, they want to take over the whole world. They want the whole world to be Muslim. And they're willing to use violence to do that. You know, what is amazing to me, the Western world is ignorant about that. They cannot face religion. They can't call them Muslims, Muslims. These are just terrorists. Now, I'm amazed. I'm just truly amazed at that. About 40 years ago, Harold Pittman died, went to heaven, and he got sent back to be an evangelist. I met Harold about 35 to 40 years ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He saw 50 people pass through the tunnel after death to heaven. The angel told him that 1,950 went to hell. There's 2.5% of the world's population. 97.5% are going to hell. God told him that 25% of the people in the church are going to heaven, 75% are going to hell. Now, that's back about 35 years ago. How about today? Today, the world statistics are less than 1% are saved, and 99% are going to hell. I believe that less than 1 out of 10 in the church today are saved because of the apostasy or false doctrine. Christianity is serious and not a spectator sport. God holds the church accountable for the sins of the nation, not the government. Now, why would I say that? If the church had been doing what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have the nation we're in now. What was said this morning? Think about it. Our nation stinks before God. Well, how does God know you? Are you working iniquity? Matthew 7:14-22-23. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few of the people that find it. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? And then will confess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. You can prophesy, cast out devils, and do many wonderful works. If you work iniquity, you're going to hell. Think about that. God didn't say the devil has deceived the whole world except for Christians, did he? No. Okay? Parts of Revelation 12, verse 9. The devil and Satan which deceiveth the whole world. Jeremiah 5:21. Hear not this, O foolish people, without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Then you look at the mental, physical, spiritual, financial Christian wounded. Look at the Christian wounded. If I had time, I could go around and say, how have you been wounded? How have you been wounded by the battle going on here in the world? Have you been wounded mentally, physically, spiritually, financially? Okay. And it's millions. Millions and millions of Christians have been wounded. Christians have been persecuted in 100 countries. Think about that. America. Christians have been persecuted in America. The government's courts are anti-Christian, as evidenced by their actions since the approval of same-sex marriage and abortion. Do you approve of same-sex marriage? No, it's anti-Christian. How about abortion? Do you mind killing babies? Okay. Well. So, see, they're anti-Christian. Our government. Our courts. Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. America has forgotten God. First it turned away from God, and then it turned against God. What did we do? Well, we took prayer in public school. You remember that? 1972 or somewhere along the way. Now, can you get out in public and talk about God? Especially don't mention the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you study the Bible, a nation cannot be defeated if they follow God. What do you think is going to happen to America? The world hates America because of our prosperity brought about by following God and submitting to Jesus Christ. America was a nation with a culture of life when it sought after God. And that's a nation with a culture of death as it has rejected God. We have murdered 57 million babies. And I did put that in here. What's the latest? Not only do we murder them, we cut them in pieces and we sell them. How barbaric can you get? That's like, what, you know what came to me one morning? That's cannibalism. That's like cannibals. We're so sophisticated, we cut the babies in pieces and sell them. Wow. America has been destroyed by God's judgment because of our sin. Those who are anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-America, and those who are for one world, government, religion, financing. It's been destroyed by those who despise America, America's prosperity, stand in the world, trust in God, generosity and goodness. There will be devastating effects on America as we're taken down the road of destruction. We're being destroyed by abortion, homosexuality, and sexual sin. Overall evil. Supreme Court and other activist courts, weather, terrorism, obsessions, liberal politicians and crooked politics, Satan's kingdom, New Age, cults, occultism, witchcraft and Satanism, evolution and humanism, love of money and billionaires wanting total control of worms. Christian persecution. Are you being persecuted? Do you see persecution in America? General, German Chancellor Angela Merkel declares Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. There are not many places in the world where Christians aren't public enemy number one. Well, how much of an enemy are we in America? Is there government for us? Are the courts for us? As Christians, we are the enemy of the world. Anathema means to be cursed by ecclesiastical authority with a great curse, damned as a heretic, and devoted to destruction. See Acts 23:3, 1 Corinthians 16:22, Galatians 1:8, 5:12, 2 Timothy 4:14. I just repeat after me. We forgive religions, organizations, and people who are cursing Christians with anathema. We break and reverse the great curses, damnation and destruction placed on us and our descendants. Okay? I was taking a person to deliverance. The demon said, Christians are weak. Now, this happened when I was not actually talking to that demon. That demon just spoke up. I didn't ask that demon. Think about that. The demon just came right out and said, Christians are weak. Why? That's because they do not fight against the kingdom of evil. Our book, Spiritual Warfare, prayer book, that teaches people how to pray into spiritual warfare. Do you talk to demons? Have you ever talked to a demon? I talk to a demon. It's amazing. They talk to me. They don't like what I'm doing. They're trying to interrupt me. Okay. But that was revealing. Now, stop and think. What we've heard today, Christianity is weak. We're being destroyed by all these different things in America and around the world. Now, I hope to God you're not a weak Christian. You're supposed to be a warrior. Okay? One world religion. The Antichrist will rule the one world religion. He'll do everything he can to eliminate Christianity and Christians, or make them accept other religions as valid as Christianity. Christianity believes that other religions are false. Whatever religion or combination of major religions are in control, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist, will martyr Christians. The one world religion will martyr Christians or put them in concentration camps. Have you heard of the concentration camps around the world? They're not for the illegal aliens. Okay. All religions other than Christianity will gather together to destroy Christianity, their enemy. We are their enemy. Why? No religion can compete with Christianity, so it must eliminate Christians in some way. The world hates Christianity because they can't compete with the love of God and the crucifixion of Christ. We have that going for us. Time is short. Scripture, Luke 17, verses 26 through 30. As was in the days of Noah, so shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came, and God destroyed them all. What did God do? He drowned everybody in the world except for Noah and his family of eight. Has God changed his mind? Is that the God we serve? Absolutely. Okay. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, there rained fire and brimstone from heaven. God destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in that day when the Son of Man is revealed. What does God think about homosexuality, lesbianism, predatory, sodomy? Think about it. God rained down fire and brimstone from heaven. He burned them to death. Has God changed his mind? Now, it doesn't make any difference what our Supreme Court does. That's not going to change God.
That's right.
Okay, wow. Okay, do you think God can handle the sin in America?
Yes.
Is he going to spare us because we call ourselves a Christian nation?
No.
John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. When that cometh, then no man can work. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also in the last days perilous times shall come. 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this, that there shall come the last day scoffers walking after their own lust. And we're seeing that. We're seeing those things today. You know, like one person said, we're the laughing stock. Yeah, it's so dumb. We're the laughing stock of the world. What they don't realize is they're going to perish in hell forever. In fire and brimstone. They'll never get out of that flame. We'll be up in heaven looking down upon them. Okay, Revelation. I believe that God told me, when the last hours of the last days of end time, America is under severe, stern, austere, strict, harsh, grievous, serious judgment of God. When the culmination, climactic, decisive point of the ages, end of the age, as it was the days of Lot and Noah, it will be in the days of the Son of Man. Destruction, sodomy, and gross evil. See Luke 17:26-30. Comment. There will come a time we no longer do the works of God as Christians. Think about that. We're doing the work of God right here now. There'll come a time we won't be able to do that. And I don't think it's very far in the future. The time is very short for Christians. We're in the last age. With the days of sodomy, homosexual lesbianism, when God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone, so our nation, we're becoming more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah. You haven't seen anything. I mean, you think it's banned. You haven't seen anything. Well, what they're going to do? They're going to use the courts against us? How many of you here are pastors? Raise your hands if you're a pastor. I've got one pastor here. Okay. Well, they're going to come at you. They'll send homosexuals and lesbians in your church to get you to marry them. Then if you don't marry them, how about taking you to the court?
That's right.
Or how about burning your church down?
That's right.
Wow. Well, let me see. I could read that to you. But their characteristics, it's amazing to know what God says their characteristics are. Oh, boy. Maybe I should read that. Okay. Now, okay, we're in the days of gross evil when God destroyed the whole world, except anointing his family of only 8 people by drowning. Are you ready for these events to happen? Are you ready for what's coming down on America? Are you ready to die and go to be with the Lord? Are you ready to live and do the works of God? I could tell you a lot more, but I can't say it in public. Maybe y'all are smart enough to figure out what's going on in the government, in the courts, in our nation. Okay, you're in danger. Okay, general deception. Okay, Romans 1:13a. Now I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Let's say you can advantage to us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. Wow. We'll learn about Satan's devices. Do you know you're supposed to learn about Satan's devices? Otherwise, what's going to happen to you? Is ignorance an excuse?
No.
Not hardly. My comment, we have a lot of ignorant brethren. We have a lot of ignorant Christian brethren and sisters. Why? They don't know the Bible, they don't believe the Bible, they don't follow the Bible. Cursing. Jeremiah 48:10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, treacherously, delude, betray, beguile, slothful, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Have you ever heard that one? If you don't shed the blood of the kingdom of evil and fight against God's enemies, Satan, fallen nation, and demon, you're cursed. If you don't fight, you're cursed. How many Christians fight? Read that to you. This is not Gene. Gene didn't make his up. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, treacherously, delude, betray, beguile, and slothful, And listen to this one. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Are you keeping back your sword from blood? Are you willing to shed the blood of the enemy? We're talking about Satan, fallen angels, and demons. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, piety, true religion, but denying, rejecting strangers too, the power thereof, their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession, from such turn away, avoid. Do you have a form of godliness, but deny the power? Jesus came to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons. How much of that are you leaving out? The prophecy picture, Matthew 15:14. Let them be alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, the bow shall fall into the ditch. Blind pastors lead in blind congregations. Now, I personally think there would be a lot of pastors in hell. You see, if you're a pastor, you're supposed to know the word. You're supposed to be a workman who rightly divideth the word of truth. So he leads us not to be ashamed. And that's not just pastors, right? That's you too. Okay. Matthew 24:32-34. Now learn the parable of the fig tree, when his branches yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, you know the summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, lo, they are near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Do you see what's happening in the earth? Or do you get all of your news out of the media? How about the media? They're anti-Christian.
Amen.
Do you want to be programmed by the media?
No.
Well, spend your time watching the media. They'll program you.
Amen.
They'll program you into secular things, not Christian things. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. The falling away is apostasy, that's false doctrine. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, that's the son of doom. This is the falling away of the church. Do you see the church falling away?
Oh boy.
Yes. Yeah, oh boy, that's right.
The biggest falling
away in my lifetime,
this country is going from a
godly
nation to an ungodly nation.
Yes, thank you, that's right. Hatred of Christianity. How about that, Christians? Do you hate them? Scripture, John 15:18-20. If the world hates you, they hated me before it hated you. If they have persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. Who said that? Jesus. Think he knows what he's talking about? Jesus Christ said they will hate you because they hated me. True Christian will be hated and persecuted. How about that? Do you want to be a true Christian? You're going to quit right now. Are you willing to be hated and persecuted?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. The world hates Christianity because they can't compete with the love of God and the crucifixion of Christ. They want to live their lives without God and do whatever they want without having to consider heaven and hell. Christians should learn about Satan's wiles, plans, design schemes, and intentions. We must learn in order to fight the kingdom of evil and fight for the kingdom of God so we can live the Christian life. Jesus Christ came to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons. It's estimated he spent one-third of his time in each area. If you leave out casting out demons, you're leaving out one-third of his ministry and one-third of the Bible. The same is true of healing the sick. If you only preach the gospel, you're following one-third of his ministry and one-third of the Bible. That's what every Christian should do. Are you preaching, healing, and casting? Okay, now we're going to do some praying and spiritual warfare. You see, the Bible says one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. Now think about what a whole congregation is doing. I try to encourage preachers, get your whole church involved. There's tremendous power there. See, okay, let's just take one. If you're the least Christian in the whole world, you're greater than anyone in the Old Testament. That's what the Bible said. Every Christian in this room has tremendous power. But you haven't been taught to use it. And you're not using it.
Right.
Now, maybe I might be wrong about that, But by and large, Christians have not been taught to use the power of God.
Amen.
They haven't been taught to and they're not using it.
Amen.
Think about that.
Right.
The demon had told me, one time a demon told me, we had changed Satan's timetable. Now, I'm not sure who that we is. It could be me and one of my spiritual daughters, who's one of my prayer partners. Because we do spiritual warfare. Should women do spiritual warfare? Absolutely. Okay? And so, I don't think about that. The ability of Christians to change Satan's timetable. Now, to me, that was terrible. Exactly what happened, I don't know. Okay. Now, so I'm going to get you involved. Now, so I'm going to have you stand up and repeat after me. This is a prayer. And then this is a prayer against terrorism. Do you want to fight against terrorism?
Yes.
Well, use your power. Okay. You have tremendous power. Okay. Repeat. Destroy thou them.
Destroy thou them.
O God.
Let them fall.
By their own counsel.
Cast them out.
In the multitude.
Of their transgression.
For they have rebelled.
Against thee.
For we wrestle.
Not against flesh and blood.
But against principalities.
Against powers.
Against the rulers.
Of the darkness.
Of this world.
Against spiritual.
Wickedness in high places.
We bind and wrestle.
Against fallen angels.
In the second heaven.
Controlling demons.
In the first heaven.
In people.
Causing fear.
To manipulate.
People and governments.
We ask the Lord.
God mighty.
In battle.
To arise.
Scatter his enemies.
Overturn plans.
Of terrorists.
Confound them.
Put them to shame.
Set them in slippery places.
Cast them down.
To destruction.
Utterly consume them.
With terrorists.
We ask for the terrorists.
Organization.
To lose members.
Funding.
And be soundly defeated.
We pray.
They will repent.
And give their lives.
To Christ.
We ask.
For blinded eyes.
Of terrorists.
To be spiritually opened.
To see the light.
Of the gospel.
And for key members.
Of terrorist organizations.
To put their faith.
In Jesus Christ.
As Savior and Lord.
We pray for governments
to take action
against terrorism,
for partnerships
and collaboration
between nations.
We pray for the Lord
to give leaders wisdom
and strategies
for fighting
and defeating terrorism.
We come together,
in unity,
of the Holy Spirit,
with other Christians,
around the world,
against terrorism.
We ask,
for the protection,
of the blood,
and name,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We pray,
according to
the Holy Bible.
We apply Psalm 91
to God's enemies.
In Jesus' name we pray.
And take authority,
Over the kingdom of evil.
Okay, now what we're going to do, I'm going to take you through Psalm 91, proclamation and declaration. I'll tell you about it. Repeat. He that dwelleth in the secret place.
He that dwelleth in the secret place.
Of the Most High.
Of the Most High.
Shall abide.
Shall abide.
Under the shadow.
Under the shadow.
Of the Almighty.
Of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
He is my refuge.
He is my refuge.
And my fortress.
And my fortress.
My God.
My God.
In him will I trust.
In him will I trust.
He shall cover me.
He shall cover me.
With his feathers.
With his feathers.
And under his wings.
And under his wings.
I shall trust.
I shall trust.
His truth.
His truth.
Shall be.
Shall be.
My shield and buckler.
My shield and buckler.
A thousand.
A thousand.
Shall fall by my side.
Shall fall by my side.
And 10,000.
And 10,000.
At my right hand.
At my right hand.
But it shall not.
But it shall not.
Come nigh me.
Come nigh me.
Only with my eyes.
Only with my eyes.
Shall I behold.
Shall I behold.
And see.
And see.
The reward.
The reward.
Of the wicked.
Of the wicked.
Because.
Because.
I have made the Lord.
I have made the Lord.
Which is my refuge.
Which is my refuge.
Even the Most High.
Even the Most High.
My habitation.
My habitation.
For he shall give.
For he shall give.
His angels.
His angels.
Charge over me.
Charge over me.
To keep me.
To keep me.
In all my ways.
In all my ways.
They shall bear me up.
They shall bear me up.
Up in their hands.
Up in their hands.
Lest I dash.
Lest I dash.
My foot.
My foot.
Against a stone.
Against a stone.
Because he.
Because he.
Has set his love.
Has set his love.
Upon me.
Upon me.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Will I deliver him.
Will I deliver him.
I will set him.
I will set him.
On high.
On high.
Because he hath known.
Because he hath known.
My name.
My name.
He shall call upon me.
He shall call upon me.
And I will answer him.
And I will answer him.
I will be with him.
I will be with him.
In trouble.
In trouble.
I will deliver him.
I will deliver him.
And honor him.
And honor him.
With long life.
With long life.
Will I satisfy him.
Will I satisfy him.
And show him.
And show him.
My salvation.
My salvation.
Surely.
Surely.
He shall deliver me.
He shall deliver me.
From the snare.
From the snare.
Of the fowler.
Of the fowler.
And from the noisome.
And from the noisome.
Pestilence.
Pestilence.
I shall not be afraid.
I shall not be afraid.
For the terror by night.
For the terror by night.
Nor for the arrow.
Nor for the arrow.
That flieth by day.
That flieth by day.
Nor for the pestilence.
Nor for the pestilence.
That walketh in darkness.
That walketh in darkness.
Nor for the destruction.
Nor for the destruction.
That wasteth at noonday.
That wasteth at noonday.
There shall.
There shall.
No evil.
No evil.
Befall me.
Befall me.
Neither shall.
Neither shall.
Any plague.
Any plague.
Come nigh my dwelling.
Come nigh my dwelling.
I shall tread.
I shall tread.
Upon the lion.
Upon the lion.
And adder.
And adder.
The young lion.
The young lion.
And the dragon.
And the dragon.
I shall trample.
I shall trample.
Under feet.
Under feet.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I apply these things.
I apply these things.
To my life.
To my life.
To my family.
To my family.
To my church.
To my church.
To everything that belongs to me.
To everything that belongs to me.
Lord, you said.
Lord, you said.
Accept the Bible.
Accept the Bible.
In simple childlike faith.
In simple childlike faith.
Put it into practice.
Put it into practice.
And watch it work.
And watch it work.
Lord, we have prayed.
Lord, we have prayed.
We have done spiritual warfare.
We have done spiritual warfare.
And we thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
For sending out armies of angels.
For sending out armies of angels.
To accomplish.
To accomplish.
What we've asked you to do.
What we've asked you to do.
For it's in Jesus' name.
For it's in Jesus' name.
We pray.
We pray.
And take authority.
And take authority.
Over the kingdom of evil.
Over the kingdom of evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you may see that. Praise God. Wonderful. Now, okay, we're doing time wise here. Okay, it's 1:20. No?
Yeah,
you have time. That's clock, right? Okay.
Three jones.
Okay, great. Now, what? Okay, what are we going to do now? Praise God. Now, do you feel good about doing that?
Yes,
sir. See, this is what Christians are supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be pansy or pansy. You're supposed to be men. I feel like there's a lot of men in here. I feel good about you. All right. I want to see you doing this. Not just Gene, not someone standing up here in the pulpit. I want to see you doing this. And you can.
Amen.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall meet hurt you. That's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's just spend some time teaching about deliverance. Okay, this is overview of deliverance. Sequence of demonization. Six basic steps to becoming demonized. 1, sins of the ancestors. 3, 4, 10 generation cursing. 2, conception and sin. Fornication, adultery, lust, bastard, incest, other. 3, rejection and womb. Unwanted, threat of abortion, death curse. 4, birth. Anesthesia, cutting of flesh, surgery, trauma, other. 5, before the age of accountability, sin against innocent child. 6, after age of accountability, sin by accountable adult. Spiritual history. And determined demonization. A spiritual history lists the spiritual offense that have taken place in a personal life. They cause problems in the spirit, soul, and body. These include traumatic events, sins, problems, and anything that would open the door for a demon to come in a person's soul or body. Each event has to be dealt with spiritually. Look at the 6 basic steps of becoming demonized and the sequence of events. What sin did the ancestors do that would have cursed the descendants to the 3rd, 4th, or 10th generation? What spirits were active when you were conceived? Were you rejected? Are they trying to kill you when you're in the womb? Was your mother operated on to deliver you? Were you molested before God held you accountable for sin? What sin did you commit after God held you accountable? Sit down and write the spiritual history. Once the spiritual history has been developed, you have identified the problems. Look at the 6 basic steps of becoming delivered, get right with God, and break the demonic ties for each event. Now you're ready to cast out demons and pray for healing. Send this in your life, change your way of thinking and acting, going to sin no more. Now that's the most important thing. The most important thing is the spiritual, deal with the spiritual history. Every demon within you has the legal right before God to be within you. You're not going to get rid of them just to say, it can come out in Jesus' name. They have a right to be there. God, Almighty God has given them a right to be within you. Now, how do you look at this thing? Well, yes, son. Okay. You are affected by everything that's happened in your life spiritually. You're affected by 10 generations of ancestors. You're affected by everything. If you're a woman, you're affected by your husband. You're affected by everyone who's had authority over you. You were affected in school. You're affected on the job site. You're affected in the church. You can be affected spiritually. And what can happen if you're affected spiritually? Could you get a demon or demon? Absolutely. Everything in the Bible you have obeyed, you're blessed. Everything in the Bible you've disobeyed, you're cursed. And with curses comes demons. I'll give a real simple one. Let's say you commit adultery. You disobey the Bible. You curse yourself. And you curse yourself with adultery. Could there be a spiritual adultery? Absolutely. Could that spirit of adultery come within you? Yes. Okay? Sequence of deliverance. 6 basic steps to becoming delivered. 1, identify problems. Their spiritual history, short or long. 2, get right with God. Forgive, repent, renounce as appropriate. 3, break demonic ties. Curses, soul ties, demonic holds, demonic ties. 4, cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 5, pray for healing. Soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. Body, that's your organs and system. And 6, discipline life. Change your way of thinking and action is going to sin no more. Comment. A person spends a lifetime, including instant of conception and time in the womb, in accumulating demons. Deliverance is a way of life, a process, not a grand event. It's a lifetime walk on the way to heaven. It's easy to cast out demons, but hard to discipline the soul and body. God will not do it for you, and no one else can either. In 40 years, I've cast demons out of a lot of people. I cast demons out of the 5-fold men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and other deliverance ministers. Christians are very demonized. I am amazed. I'm amazed. I have spiritual sons and daughters. If they cast out demons, they pray for people to be healed. I'm amazed at the demons they have. I'm amazed. All right? Now, most Christians, they don't think a Christian have a demon. Well, they're going around trying to live with their demons. And sometimes they make it, and sometimes they don't. Okay, let's look at cursing. How about curses? Could you be cursed? Absolutely. How many curses are there in your life? What haven't you taken advantage of or taken care of? Okay. Now, I told you the simple way is everything the Bible you obey, you're blessed. Everything the Bible you disobey, you're cursed. Now, okay, and actually, this will probably shake some of you up. The only true Bible I consider is the King James Version of the Bible. I will not place my life on any other one. I risk my life on the King James Version of the Bible. Are you willing to risk your life on that verse, that Bible? Okay, there's about 100 different Bibles out there. Why do they write from a different Bible? Well, they want to make a name for themselves. They want to copyright it. They want to make money off of it. Okay, but they'll have to answer that someday in heaven. That's dangerous. It's dangerous to change the word. It can send you to hell. Okay, the following is an outline of the origin of primary curses on people. Nationalities, ancestors, 10 generation of bloodline, ourselves, after age accountability, others outside of bloodline, spiritual authority, secular authority, carnal authority, generally from sexual sin, conception, womb, birth, before the age of accountability, after age of accountability, mental, physical, including operations, spiritual, financial, Holy Bible, disobeying God, house, cursed home, possession, cursed objects, thinking, speaking, acting, male, female, false religions, apostate church, demonic practicing, general, biblical, nationalities, bloodline, ancestral, ourselves, descendants, mates, others, male, female, innocent blood, sexual, out of divine order, objects, house, word, slavery, religious, idolatry, new age, occult, witchcraft, and Satanism. And you know, their churches don't believe in cursing. I was actually mentioned in Washington, D.C. area in the Assembly of God Church. And I talked about cursing. They couldn't handle it. That was Friday. They wouldn't let me speak Saturday. They can't let me speak Sunday. They couldn't handle cursing. Oh, they said, we can't handle cursing. Okay, let's look at introduction to delivering. Blessing.
You got lots of time.
Got lots of time?
Well, you got
to tell us your thoughts. Well, okay. I'm going fast here. Okay, so I'm going to get through this and maybe we can have some time for some questions here until 3 o'clock. Okay, introduction to delivering. Blessing. May God bless you with spiritual blessings. Bring in the truth and meet your needs out of His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Comments. This is a catalog of deliverance ministries. God supernaturally brought us in deliverance and taught us the demonic families of basic deliverance. Rejection, bitterness, rebellion, and unforgiveness. That's what saved her marriage. Her marriage was headed downhill. That saved her marriage, it saved her daughter. We have seen God supernaturally heal our family of various infirmities. A common supernatural healing is growing arms and legs. God adjusts and heals the skeletal system and does healing miracles. A Christian can be by the casting out of demons. For instance, cancer and arthritis can come in through bitterness and unforgiveness. Actually, I learned that from Wim Worley. He was the foremost deliverance minister in the world. I learned that probably close to, gosh, maybe 35 years ago. And I've seen it work. Do you know a Christian who has cancer or arthritis? Check and see if they have bitterness and unforgiveness. Thousands of Christians have been healed and delivered, including those in the fivefold ministry and deliverance ministry. Do you think the ministry is exempt from this? Okay. Everyone needs deliverance. We have a very bloody spiritual battle of life and death and worldwide persecution of Christians. Use of manuals. Early went to be the Lord on July the 22nd, 1998. After promotion, I wrote 10 deliverance manuals, spiritual warfare manual, had the deliverance manual, sexual deliverance manual, witchcraft deliverance manual, Curse Deliverance Manual, Healing Deliverance Manual, End Times Manual, Spiritual Warfare Prayer Book, and Many Deliverance Manual. Lord, impress me like Christians to use the manuals as led by the Holy Spirit. Anyone can copy, sell, translate, put in books, be copyrighted, and teach a lesson. The first is spread the message of deliverance around the world. Ministries normally sell deliverance manuals for $20 to $30, up to $50 or more each. This allows ministries to distribute the manuals and support their ministry. The Lord told me that deliverance is God's goal. I should give deliverance away because it's controversial and unpopular. Think about that. Long ago, God told me deliverance is controversial and unpopular. But it's the goal of God. Think about that. Do you have some of God's goal? Okay, praise God. Of deliverance. Well, if you're getting your demons cast out, or you're casting the demons out of other people, you're dealing with the goal of God. That's what the Lord told me. Some in Nigeria put the manual in their language. Others asked me about translations, especially Spanish, which is the main language needed after English. I encourage others to translate into their language. I give some manuals to fivefold ministers when I feel led by the Lord. I'd rather see a manual in the hands of a pastor because of the opportunity to influence many people. The manuals are how to do it manuals. They're lesson format. The sequence is scripture, teaching, prayer, and list of demons. Take your people through the scripture, teach the written part, have them stand up and pray the prayer out loud, and cast out the demons in mass deliverance. Anyone can use them to take their sales, mate, family, group, or church through deliverance. Anyone can do what I do. I just happen to have about 40 years experience. There's nothing magic or complicated about how I minister. I teach people what God has taught me about deliverance. Yeah, sometimes in church I say, there ain't nothing special about Gene. Anyone can do what I do. And I'd like to see you do what I do. You're not going to have the experience, but you can do it. Every Christian, some who follow that believe in my name, they shall cast out demons. Are you a believer?
Yes.
Are you casting out demons?
Yes.
If you're not, you're disobedient. Okay. You either the heart, the sad thing, if you're not casting out demons, either you're ignorant of the Bible or you're disobedient. Wow. Deliverance covers a large area. Satan spent thousands of years in determining how to destroy the human race. Healing goes hand in hand in deliverance. Can you cast out a demon and the person get healed?
Yes.
Every Christian is a minister, has a ministry, and has one or more gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you need license or ordination, deliverance ministry can provide this service free. I do what I can to help people doing deliverance and heal. God told me many years ago, teach people around the world how to do deliverance and help train them and learn. Now, I'm not into clergy and the laity. I look at all of you as ministers. I want to see all of you doing ministry. And I'll help you. Okay. I've got 11 books I can teach you with. If you want license and ordination, I can do that. No charge. It's no obligation. As spiritual sons and daughters, there's no obligation. There's no money involved. I want to see you do what God has called you to do. It's my job to help you, people around the world. Okay, how to use deliverance manuals. Present. Excuse me. The following are recommended instructions on how to use the handouts. First, read the printed sheets provided with the deliverance manual. Step for a deliverance manual preference. Now, the deliverance manual on the back, it's what people around the world call the big red book. Okay, I'm just sending a case to the camp for this camp meeting and others. So there's plenty of them here. If you don't have a deliverance manual, by all means, get one. That's the main book. I've got 11 books. That's the main one. And you get it from the camp. Okay. This is the recommended way to use the deliverance manual. If you're a Christian located anywhere in the world and do not have anyone to minister to you in deliverance, use this procedure. Even if someone to minister to you, you can still use this procedure or modify it to meet your needs. Any Christian in the world can do deliverance, use the deliverance manual, and be led by the Holy Spirit. Remember that the Holy Spirit is a teacher. Pray to God for help. I'm only a teacher under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Prayers. Go through the deliverance manual, sincerely pray the prayers out loud. This is taken with certain legal rights and grounds that demons have to be within you. You receive some deliverance for praying the prayer. I have the page numbers. I can give those to you over the telephone, or you could go up to it page by page. Now, that starts you off. That gets you started in basic 11. And we're dealing with basic 11. Now, some of you are far advanced in basic 11. Or here again, maybe you need it. I don't know. All right. This is where you get people started. Okay, the next thing I do is procedure. Start with How to Deliverance Manual on page 310. If the demons give you trouble, pray and read out loud for more power. Use the King James Bible. This verse is the most powerful in deliverance and other areas of your Christian life. Look up the scriptures and read the complete verses. I paraphrase or give the sense of the scripture to save space or just give the reference. And read the lesson after the scriptures. If there's a prayer after the lesson, pray the prayer out loud for the second time. If there's a list of spirits and demons after the prayer, call them out of you and or others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The name is what casts the demons out. This procedure can be used by yourself in self-deliverance or with others in mass deliverance. You can help yourself, mate, family, home, prayer group, church, or any organization of Christian. Now you will have a better understanding of the Bible, an overall view of deliverance, and a measure of freedom. You have learned, practiced, and started in basic deliverance. Now you realize deliverance is not just reading a book. You've got to do this. You've got to, if you don't cast out demons, you're not doing deliverance. I don't care how many books you've read. I don't care how many prayers you've prayed. I don't care how many songs you've sung. You've got to cast out demons. Okay. Time steps for the basic, advanced, and mass deliverance manuals. The deliverance manual is four books in one. Basic deliverance manual, advanced deliverance manual, mass deliverance manual, and how to deliverance manual. Depending on your time and need, in the same manner do the other three manuals. Go to the basic deliverance manual, then advanced deliverance manual, and finally mass deliverance manual. Go to the books of the deliverance manual lesson by lesson until you complete the whole book. The actual deliverance manual occurred as early in our ministry in Lake Hamlet Bible Camp. It took us about 20 years to write that book, a year of her life, a year of my life. What we would do, we'd sit at home and write a lesson. We used to come for every camp meeting. And Glenn Irma, it used to be the Glenn Irma and Gene Erling. It was the G&E, I called it the G&E team. Glenn Irma and Gene Erling. So, and we predominantly did the deliverance at that time. We were the main people casting out demons. Okay. If you do the complete deliverance manual, you'll have a much better understanding of the Bible, a good understanding of deliverance and healing, and a good measure of freedom from demonic bondage. It will take considerable time to complete the whole deliverance manual. It's worthwhile. There are about 100 lessons in the four books of the deliverance manual. I don't know exactly how many. I think Kevin said about 80. Early and I taught up here somewhere between maybe 80 and 100 times. And Kevin has got those on. You can go to the computer and listen to it. You can read the lesson, then you can listen to it. Now, Kevin did that recently, and now it's going around the world. Praise God. Okay, steps for the Notebook Deliverance Manual. The same method can be used for Spiritual Warfare Manual, Have the Deliverance Manual, Sexual Deliverance Manual, Witchcraft Deliverance Manual, Curse Deliverance Manual, and Healing Deliverance Manual. Steps for other manuals. The Spiritual Warfare Prayer Book is used to teach how to pray and enter into spiritual warfare. I carry this book around with me and use it almost daily. Spiritual Warfare Personal. This is how to do personal spiritual warfare, and I teach others to do this for themselves. Spiritual Warfare General. This is what God has shown me and others about spiritual warfare going on around the world. Spiritual Warfare Portion. This is how I pray into spiritual warfare, and I teach others to do the same. Spiritual Warfare Combination. This is a combination of Spiritual Warfare Personal, Spiritual Warfare General, and Spiritual Warfare Portions arranged by topics. Tactics to Win the War. This is the most powerful lesson that I have to win the war against the forces of evil. Wrestle, bind, loose, command. This is a revelation from God, powerful weapons of warfare. This is using a sword of the Lord. God is a consuming fire. This emphasizes that God is a consuming fire. Intense spiritual warfare. This is used against human and spiritual enemies of Christianity. Battling against witchcraft. This begins witchcraft attacks, prayers, commands, declaration of warfare. These were used in warfare, worldwide spiritual warfare. This will be used in worldwide warfare. Now, I carry that book around with it. It's in my briefcase out in the car then. I use it almost daily. I use it for devotion. I use it to teach people. I use it to minister to people. People come to me. I get a lot of calls from around the world. And they have problems. If you have a serious problem, this is what I recommend. Fast and pray and do spiritual warfare daily over an extended period of time. And see what God will do. See if you get God involved in your life. And that's where I use the spiritual warfare prayer book. It teaches you how to pray and do spiritual warfare. The Mini Deliverance Manual is a short course on how to do deliverance. Overview of deliverance. This gives a big picture of deliverance. Deliverance minister. This presents a picture of deliverance minister. Deliverance scripture. This gives some scripture to use against the enemy. The woman minister. It shows how to relate to a woman in the ministry. School of deliverance. It shows how to establish a school of deliverance. Deliverance ministry's catalog. This is my catalog of publications. How I do deliverance. This summarizes how I minister deliverance. How not to do deliverance. This summarizes some practices of how not to do deliverance. Individual and mass deliverance. This teaches about individual and mass deliverance. Prayers and lists of demons for individual and mass deliverance. This provides prayers and lists of demons for individual and mass deliverance. Meetings. This be used before overall list of demons. Overall list of demons. This is a list for general and healing deliverance. Spiritual warfare statements. This gives statements that can be used during individual and mass deliverance. The End Times Manual compares what is happening to the world to prophecy in the Bible. The Judgment of the Lord. It shows the Judgment of the Lord on America and the world that is happening now. Last Hours, Last Days, End Times. It shows how we're in the last hours, the last days of the end times. Counterfeit Bibles. This is a discussion of counterfeit Bibles. Christian persecution. It shows the worldwide persecution of Christians. What is happening to the world. It shows what happened spiritually to the world. Last Trumpet Compilation. This is an excerpt compilation of tracts. The Big Spiritual Picture. It shows the big picture of what is going on in the spiritual world. One World System. This is a discussion of One World System. Prayers. These are prayers for some of the manuals. And other prayers, these other prayers from some of the other manuals. Now, so basically, what I have to offer to you, I have 11 books. You can see all this stuff free on the internet. You get the hard copies from me. In fact, if you want to send me an email, I'll send you about a half a dozen emails. There's actually three books in it, in those three emails. A complete book. Yeah, I guess you'd call them an e-book. I can send all of my books on email around the world. So if you want to send me an email, then I'll send you some stuff free. Okay? Now, how I would recommend, I'd recommend you get one from Patty and Kevin, the Lakeana Bible Camp. I'd like to see all of you with a red book. Now, realizing that it predominantly developed here when early on ministered here. So, I'd recommend that to you. Okay, now we'll go to the next one. We're making a lot of progress here. Praise God. Okay, how I do deliverance. Listen, I felt like God so early to me to teach Christians around the world how to do deliverance. The 10 deliverance manuals written in How to Do It book are my main teaching aids. The primary book is the Deliverance Manual, which took early to me 20 years to write. A productive year of my life and a productive year of her life. Spiritual Warfare Manual, Had the Deliverance Manual, Sexual Deliverance Manual, Witchcraft Deliverance Manual, Curse Deliverance Manual, Healing Deliverance Manual, Spiritual Warfare Prayer Book, Mini Deliverance Manual, and End Times Manual or Notebook Deliverance Manual. The format is Scripture, Lesson, Prayer, and List of Demons. Take the people through the scripture references, the red lesson, and the stand up and pray the prayer aloud and cast out the demons in mass deliverance. The lesson's already worked out. All you have to do is choose what you want to teach about. You can do this by yourself or with your family group or church. So it's all worked out for you. These are all how to do books. Anyone can do what I do. And that's generally what I do. Like this, I call this my teaching notebook. And in here I have what I was going to teach about up here. And then I have the 11 manuals I can take stuff out of. Okay, mass deliverance. Mass deliverance is simply calling out demons from a group of Christians of any size. It can be in any location, home, church, hotel, motel, jail, prison, or anywhere Christians are congregating. Take away the legal right of the demons before casting it out, or the demons may get violent. First teach, take people through the prayer, then cast out demons. After the service, counsel and pray for individuals. A Christian can do this with the help of the 9 deliverance manual. Actually, it should be 11. Group ministry. There are alternatives to the ministry. You can go through the above procedure with or without mass deliverance. After teaching, people can line up for individual prayer. They do what I call a 5-minute prayer for deliverance and healing. You can allow people to ask questions during the lesson or after the lesson. You allow them to make comments but not preach. God may have some special ministry for you to do during or after the teaching. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Team ministry. Set a schedule for the seminar by the hour for personal ministry, eating, and group ministry. If there are not too many people, allow an hour per person. If there are more people than time, allow 30 minutes per person. Deliverance can be done even in 15 minutes in an emergency. You're going to work on what the person asks, not their whole life. You do what you can to help the person in the time you have. Deliverance is a process and way of life, not a grand event. Find a comfortable room to minister in with a restroom nearby. There needs to be space for a number of people and some privacy for the person. Start the personal ministry with a leader of the church or group, praying for the day. A note with all symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Ask the person what they want ministry for. Keep notes on a pad and give this to the person after the session to maintain their confidentiality. Have the person pray about what they have told you. Lay hands on the head and cast out the demons. Pray for the healing of the body and soul. Ask the person how they're feeling and what happened in deliverance. It is interesting to see what happened inside and outside of the person. External manifestations you can observe. Most internal manifestations you cannot. When I have people working with me, they become my assistants, witnesses, prayer partners, learners, and helpers. They're being taught to be a part of or to lead deliverance teams. They observe that everything is decent and in godly order. They pray silently or softly out loud in English or other tongues to back up and support the leader. They help by laying hands on women or men in appropriate places. Women on women and men on men. They are to interrupt the leader and tell him or her what the Holy Spirit is saying to do. Pray, cast out a specific demon or family of demons, read scripture or some other function. The deliverance team needs a leader who directs and coordinates the deliverance. If it is a large team, it can have assistant leaders. Some demons do not come out easily and may take some time to drive out. If a leader becomes tired, then the assistant leader can take over. Everyone submits to the leader and does what is asked. Everyone is to be in agreement with the leader for spiritual power. They wait on the Lord for discernment and instruction. Follow the leader in what demons or families are being cast out. Generally, the person does not have to be held if the legal rights have been taken away from the demon. Sometimes an angel holds a person to prevent violence to the person and those ministering. If violence occurs, then the team should call upon the Lord to restrain and spiritually bind the person. If necessary, the team members will physically restrain the person. Avoid strife and envy among team workers. God uses one and then the other in most different sessions. Often a heavy anointing is on one person in the team or praying for an individual. And then the anointing shifts to another during the same session or one following soon thereafter. Telephone ministry. You can minister anyone in the world over the telephone. You can touch the lives of people around the world in a few hours on the telephone and watch the Holy Spirit spread deliverance.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.